Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Our guest today is Wendy Rich Stetson. She is an author of Hometown. She's authored some other books as well, but we're going to hear about Tessa, which has a couple ties to our area. Wendy lives in New York, but she's here to tell us that this is a love letter to her hometown. So we're going to find out exactly what that means. Wendy Rich Stetson is on the line, went to Lewisburg Schools, graduated in 1987.
Go Green Dragons.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Yeah, about it. Good for you. And went off to college and has settled and has been in New York City for a couple decades. So, Wendy, thank you so much for calling in. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted.
Oh, I really do appreciate it. I am just so intrigued at this book. So, you called it a love letter. So, first of all, introduce us to the book at all, and then tell us why this came about.
Sure. Hometown is a sweet, small-town romance. It is set in a fictionalized version of my hometown, which is Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. It involves a love triangle, but ultimately it's an Amish romance as well. The hero of the book is Amish. And when I first wrote the book, I actually started it years and years ago. The whole genre of Amish romance wasn't quite what it is now, but it has found a home in that genre as well as in the sweet and clean genre. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a sweet and heartfelt and funny contemporary romance. I like to say it's not your grandma's Amish romance. It's got a little bit of a contemporary flair and humor.
Tell us more about yourself, the work that you've done, your schooling, and then your career in New York.
Sure. So I grew up in Lewisburg. And I went off to Amherst College in Amherst, Massachusetts, and then came back home to work with the amazing Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble. I was a double major in English and theater. Most of my career has been spent as a professional actor. I came back home and I worked at BTE for a couple years and learned so much from them. And then I made the big move to New York City, where I studied at Columbia, got my Master's of Fine Arts in Acting, and I have been working as a professional actor ever since. But very few actors are just actors. Most of us have a lot of other jobs, and actually that's a little something I'm going to be talking about in the book talk that's going to be taking place in Lewisburg later on this month. So in addition to doing the acting work, I've been an audiobook narrator, and I have been a teaching artist going into schools, teaching Shakespeare. And then in between jobs, I watched an episode of Oprah, actually, where she had romance writers on, so that tells you how long ago it was. It was probably in the early 2000s, and I thought, hey, I could do that. And they always say, write about what you know, and I thought, well, I know Central Pennsylvania, and I just came up with sort of a simple idea. What if a girl went home to her hometown and fell in love with an Amish guy? And so that was the book I wrote. And it sat on my hard drive for a lot of years. And then fairly recently, I brushed it off and thought, hey, you know, maybe I should do something with this. And I was able to find the publisher that I'm working with now. So it is actually the first in a three-book series. I got a contract for that one book, and I said, hey, how about a series? And they said, sure, write up some synopses, come up with some stories, and so I did. So there will be two more books coming out after Hometown in the Hearts of the Ridge series, all sweet and clean romances that deal with interactions between Amish and English communities.
How much Wendy is in Tessa?
I know, everybody wants to know that, because she's a tall, curly red-haired girl, and I am a tall, curly red-haired girl. So I think a little bit of her, you know, sort of her spirit is similar to mine, and her sort of sense of humor. But in terms of the events of the story, they are completely fictional. I can say that I've never dated an Amish guy, and the story is totally made up, as are all of the other characters, really. I borrowed some names, and settings will be familiar to folks from Central Pennsylvania, but the people are all really fictional. So I think she's a little more generous than I am. I think she's in some ways, she's a stronger person than I am, I think, which is kind of fun.
Did you know you had a book in you?
Oh, wow, that's such a good question. You know, I think I did. I've always been interested in writing. And I sort of felt as a young person that I kind of needed to make a choice. Am I going to be an actor or am I going to be a writer? And I chose acting. I sort of thought, well, why try to doing one impossible thing is hard enough. Why try and do two? But I've come to realize that most artists find ways to practice their art in many media. And what I really am is a storyteller. I've also done audiobook narration, so I've explored storytelling in a lot of different forms. And I think I maybe did always know I was going to write a book. Yeah, that's such a good question. I think so. And as it turns out, I've got three in me. The second book in the series is just finishing up in edits now. I'm hoping that comes out in the fall. And I'm working on a young adult, a middle reader, kind of collaborating with my daughter on that. So in this time when the theater is certainly coming back and film and television sets are open, it's still a little slow in the entertainment industry right now as it recovers from COVID. And I'm so glad to, in a way, have had this opportunity to go, well, you know what? Why don't I explore this other kind of storytelling that has always kind of been niggling at the back of my mind, kind of saying, hey, why don't you try me? You know.
How far along is the third book at this point?
So the third book is just in my brain. So the first book is out. The second book is in edits, final edits. I've got, but in fact, I'm going to go work on that once we finish talking, and hopefully that'll be out in the fall. And then the third book, though it is planned, is yet to be written. So that one will be coming out probably a year and a half or so, I hope.
And do you think you have even more books in you?
I think I might. I know. I mean, look, I love to act, and I love the theater, and if those opportunities start coming again, I will so happily dive into them. But I'm real glad at the same time to be working on these writing projects. I think I do. Yeah, I think I have more ideas for stories. I enjoy this, like, sweet romance genre, where it's about the relationships and sort of a slow burn, and it's... I don't know. There's something really lovely about them. So I'm enjoying writing in that particular genre. And I think I might have some other ideas for some series that might take me to some different locales. And I've had friends who say, hey, you live in New York. Why don't you write, you know, write about New York? And I was thinking, oh, yeah, maybe I should. So, yeah.
How would you describe your writing? I mean, it almost reminds me of... sort of song lyrics that often allude to things that that aren't really there, but it's very concentrated and detailed. How would you describe this?
Oh, that's a lovely thing to say. I like to think that it's funny and accessible, but also very sort of rich with detail. The book starts at the local farmer's market, which is absolutely based on the Lewisburg Wednesday Farmer's Market. And so I'd like to think that readers from my hometown would look at that and be like, oh, yeah, of course, that's the farmer's market, you know? So I really like the idea of immersing readers in a setting so that they smell the smells and hear the sounds and feel the feelings and really can identify then with the heroine, you know, sort of feel what she's feeling and see what she's feeling. So I like a sort of textured and surprising, maybe, landscape with a lot of characters who are funny and quirky and engaging and keep things interesting, I'd say.
We amazing detail, you know, really right down to the weather. I mean, it's just super.
Yep, yeah, that Lewisburg, the central Pennsylvania, hazy, hot, and humid. I spent a lot of time thinking about, like, oh, what does that actually feel like? I remember I was home jogging last summer, and I was like, oh, this is the perfect, you know, the 3H weather. What is it? You know, I feel, how do I feel? My cheeks are red and I feel kind of sweaty and, you know, just really getting into, like, what it feels like to be in central Pennsylvania. It really is what makes hometown a love letter to my hometown in many ways.
We're on the line with Wendy Rich Stetson. She lives in New York. She's the author of Hometown, the first of three in a series of books that are romance stories, but just far more elaborate than a romance novel per se. And these are love letters, a love letter, this one is anyway, to Lewisburg. She's going to be at a book signing at Barnes & Noble. If our plan goes according to plan, by the time you hear this, the book signing will be tonight. So give the date and the time of the book signing at Barnes & Noble.
Sure, yeah. It's going to be Friday, April 29th at 6 p.m., so that's the weekend of the big Spring Arts Festival in Lewisburg. So it will be the Friday night of the Spring Arts Festival, which is just so great that it worked out that way. I haven't been to the Spring Arts Festival in a lot of years. I'm so excited then to, you know, I hope we get some good weather. Spend Saturday browsing all the amazing artists and craftspeople who come to Lewisburg for that really exciting weekend. It's just a weekend that features the arts in such a wonderful way. And I think Lewisburg, you know, the whole central Pennsylvania area between Bloomsburg and what happens at the universities, and, you know, there's just a lot of really wonderful arts opportunities that are available to be seen and taken in by everybody. And I'm excited that I'll be there for that weekend.
Just a moment left. I'll turn the mic over to you. Anything to add to our conversation?
You know, I'm so grateful to all of the folks in Central Pennsylvania. I've done a little television, and I've been on Broadway, and I've done theater locally and around the country. And in many ways, nothing made me so nervous as this little book, which is just sort of sweet and lovely, being read by people in my hometown, and the way that it has been embraced by classmates and parents of classmates and people from my church. And it has just been such a wonderful, heartwarming experience in what's been a challenging time for everyone, you know. I've just been so grateful for the support of everyone in my hometown for this little book called Hometown. It's been really a lovely thing for me.
Thank you for sharing your gift in the book, and thank you for the gift of the book. I think the gift of the love letter to Central Pennsylvania, I know it'll be well received, and we wish you the best of luck. Again, as our audience hears it, it'll be tonight. So enjoy and have fun, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Wendy Rich Stetson, author of Hometown, available at Barnes & Noble tonight, but also Amazon.com as well.